beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
Nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. 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 Bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, again, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio. Don't like it, don't listen. Hey, hopefully we'll get some information on this Granite City situation. It really pissed me off. We're supposed to have someone call in. Hopefully they will. But I'm still, I researched a little bit. In 2017, they had some bullying, and I believe it was by the black community, if you know. I'm sorry for the black folks, the niggers. Now in 2019, it's reared its ugly nigger head. And for nothing to happen, people, that's what pisses me off. That's what pisses me off more than anything. You know, if it had been a black person, you've heard me yesterday, and I'll tout it today and every day. It would have been a young black kid that had the hell beat out of him by four white kids. All hell would have broke loose. It's not happening. Where is the FBI? Where is the hate crime unit? Where is the NAACP? Where is a white group fighting for the white community there in Granite City? There is none. Think about the hypocrisy. Think about the double standard, people. And that's what really pisses me off. Nothing said. We talked to some people yesterday. They said the police department said they couldn't do anything. I don't know if that's totally true, and maybe that's not exactly what was said. But the school can't do anything. It wasn't on school ground. If the police can't do anything, the hate crime unit of the FBI can't do anything, who the hell can do something when a white kid gets ganged up by four niggers, gets the hell kicked out of him? Who's going to be the one to protect that young man? Granite City School, apparently, they don't want to get involved. What do you mean it wasn't on school property? You guys are educators. You're supposed to take care of a situation. No. All there was two killings, and it was 2 inches off the school property. So we don't want to get involved because it wasn't on school property. My ass, you bastards better get involved. You poor people in Granite City, I don't understand. I do not understand why you're going to let this go on. Hopefully you won't. Hopefully you'll make this the poster child. Hopefully you'll say, hey, enough's enough. But again, there was no NAACP. You heard nothing from them. You heard nothing from the FBI, nothing from the hate crimes unit. There was apparently no police report. There was no criminal charges filed against these four young niggers. Somebody said, and again, I don't know if it was lost in the translation, that the police department said nothing could be done because they're juveniles. That's bullcrap. You know, juvenile kills somebody, he's going to jail. Juvenile hit somebody, he's going to juvenile detention at least. But it just amazes me. And we witnessed it. If I hadn't witnessed it on the YouTube, the actual fight, the actual beating up, the actual racist beating up of little white boy by four nigger thugs, I might have thought, well, you know, maybe a guy just smacked somebody. Maybe it was just a little bull crap going on. But I saw that white boy get knocked down. I saw those niggers come up and stomp on him when he was laying on the ground. So you can't tell me I didn't see it. Now it's taken off YouTube because, no, you don't want to piss off the black folks. Do not want to piss off the black folks. But it just pisses me off to sit here as a proud white person and see this crap happen when, again, if it had been a little black boy, it would have been front page. And you people, even the proud blacks, they know it would have been front page. Nobody does anything. They sit there. They sit there. Nobody says nothing. And I'm trying to be calm, people. I'm trying to be calm so you'll understand my premise here. But I hope you do. You know what would it have been? You know what would have been with Jesse Smollett if it had been a white guy accusing two blacks and found out that it was two white guys that helped him perpetuate the racist rants and the racist activities. It'd have been all over every day. This Jesse Smollett, this nigger from Chicago, they've buried that. They've buried that story. Nobody wants to talk about it. Because you know why? The blacks don't want to talk about it. The whites would like to talk about it, but apparently the whites, we don't have the conduit. We don't have the conduit that the blacks do, the black congressional caucus, the black Miss America, the black newspapers, the black this, the black that. We don't have the NAACP. We don't have anybody representing us, because as soon as we get somebody, we're racist. And I'm so tired of hearing that crap. Osiris, you're on the dark side. Don't give me any crap because I ain't in the mood. Go ahead.
Hey, man. Look, my brothers and sisters got attacked by some niggas on the bus when they was trying to go to school. One of them punctured my little sister's ear, eardrum, and another one kind of fractured my brother's jaw. That's the stuff. And also, when I was a kid, me and my older brother, we was coming from a summer program, and a bunch of niggas chased us with chains and bats when we was going through the ghetto. We had to walk back through our... So here's the thing. Here's the antidote. Here's the solution to everything. Teach your kids how to fight, man. Because these Mexicans, these wetbacks, and these niggas are going to come after your kids.
You know, sir, are you a proud black man?
Oh, man, I love America. Look, okay. I play. What you need to play on your theme song is Ray Charles.
Hey, I like Ray Charles.
Got a song called God Bless America.
No. That ain't what it was, Osiris. It's God Bless America Again. And you know what? Out of respect for you and the proud black community, that'll be my song, my patriotic song going out today. Ray Charles, God Bless America Again. And if there is a God, Osiris, he better start blessing us because we're in trouble here.
Too much. I've seen too much stuff in his life, man. Because I've been to Mexico and I've been to Africa. You talking about some suffering, man, on a scale of just high. Also, what happened to Ku Klux Klan?
Hey, he's been in jail down south, but I think we're going to have to resurrect Ku Klux Klan. Because Osiris, now on a real serious note, I know you're a proud black man. We've argued before and we'll argue again. That's what men do. but we can shake each other's hand when we meet each other. What do you think about this crap in Granite City where these four niggers, and they weren't proud black kids or they wouldn't have done it, these four niggers knocked this white boy down, beat the hell out of him, and nobody will do anything about it?
What, at the same age?
They're all the same age. I believe they were 12, 13, 14 years old.
What was the reason for them doing it? Because he was white?
Well, you know, Source, I don't know, but I watched the video. He didn't have a gun in his hand. He didn't have a knife. And if he'd have gotten a fight with one of them, I could have maybe understood that. But to have one of them knocking down and then four of them start kicking and jumping on him, I don't care what the reason was, there didn't need to be that four. And do you agree with me or not? If it had been a little black boy, an innocent black boy, who would have got knocked down by four whiteys and would have got the hell kicked out of him, you don't think the NAACP and every other black group would have been demanding that the FBI and the hate crimes unit and everybody else get involved?
Yeah, man, that's wrong. That school district should kind of penalize those kids for doing that. Where are they mamas? Where are the niggas' mamas and daddies at?
Well,
seem like a damn gorilla can teach these black kids. The gorillas got better parenting skills than niggas do.
You know, Sars, and you're exactly right. And I hate, when I say niggers, and Sars, I know you feel the same way. You're a proud black man. I don't really like to use that word, but I want to separate those niggers from the decent black community like you guys. But I have to ask, the niggers, not the proud blacks, are always bitching about whites killing, a policeman killing somebody every year or so, and that's a bum with a badge. But 97%, as I said yesterday, Osiris, 97% of black-on-black killings, 97% that the blacks are killing each other, and they're concerned about an occasional bum with a badge, a white policeman, they'll go crazy on that, but they don't give a damn about killing each other. I don't understand that mentality, do you?
I don't understand it either. I'm as scared as niggas as you are.
you know what, Osiris? I'm not really, you know, since my son passed, I'm a dead man walking. I'm not afraid of, I'm not a badass. I'm an old man. But see, I'm not afraid of anything. So, and I never was really afraid of niggers because I lived in the black community. I lived around a lot of proud blacks. I've lived around the niggers. I know how to judge a nigger and a proud black man. I know how to keep my distance. I know how to be safe. But a lot of these white people, they see a nigger kill somebody. They're not familiar with the black race. And they think that all people of black skin color are bad people. Don't you agree?
Right.
And I don't think that's right for, I don't think that's ever going to bring the white and black community together. Do you?
Well, it can bring, it's going to bring me together tonight with a white woman.
Well, hey, that's okay, Osiris. If she wants to be with a proud black man, are you not going to beat the hell out of her, make her go out in the street and be her pimp and take all of her money? Are you going to treat her with respect?
Oh, man, I'm going to treat her just like if she's my mother and my daughter.
But well, wait a minute, Osiris. I don't know. I don't think that sounded good, but I know what you're meaning. But, hey, thank you, Osiris. And, again, I don't give a damn if a black man wants to date a white woman or vice versa. As long as everybody's treated decent. As long as everybody's treated decent in a relationship, I don't really give a damn. And, Osiris, thank you very much. And we will play God Bless America again for the proud black community. I read this. I don't want to go crazy. Well, before I go a little crazy, here's a Catholic priest. I don't know if you people heard. I know you'll get every ounce of political news on CNN and Fox and all these other stations, but you won't hear what you hear here anywhere but here. But a Catholic priest has been arrested. Now, you know, you can't make this crap up. You know, all the pedophile priests all over the country, and they're coming out in droves. They're actually coming out of the closet. They're having sex with young kids in the confessionals and all over the church. But now there's a Catholic priest in Austin, Texas. He's been arrested for sexually assaulting a woman in hospice care. For sexually assaulting a woman in hospice care while he was giving her her last rites. Now, what the hell is wrong with that? Now, I'm not blaming the entire Catholic community. I do blame the Catholic community, the hierarchy, when they hide these pedophile priests. because they want to save money. They hid these pedophile priests so there wouldn't be a lot of money spent on lawsuits and on judgments against the priest. But it come to find out by trying to hide these priests, it cost the Catholic Church 3 or 4 or 5 times as much money. So I think that kind of backfired on them. But I thought, what the hell? When a Catholic priest is giving a woman in hospice her last rites, and then he's got to sexually grope her? Now, man, something. The Catholic Church, you guys need to let priests, you need to let priests be married. Let them go to the whorehouses, as long as both are 18-year-old consenting adults. Don't take the parishioner's money, of course. Take the money that you give him. But it's amazing. This Catholic Church isn't working. This Catholic religion may be working, but the way the Catholics run their Catholic religion, and when I say the Catholics, I don't mean the proud rank and file, the decent rank and file Catholics. I mean the hierarchy. The way they're running that Catholic Church, something ain't right. Now, people can say I'm wrong. People can say I'm an atheist. People can say whatever they want. But what I say is truthful. And I don't understand how the hell they continue to do it and continue somewhat to get away with it. Now, in Salisbury, North Carolina, once again, happened yesterday, a Confederate monument in the North Carolina city of Salisbury, North Carolina, has been denigrated, has been painted over. It's the second time in 7 months. The monument is called Fame. It was vandalized with yellow paint sometimes between Tuesday night and Wednesday night. They're trying to clean it up, but the city says they're not responsible for removing the paint, as the statue is on private property and owned by a chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. Now, where's the hate crime police? If it would have been a black statue, the FBI, the CIA, the NAACP, everybody would have been over that. They'd have been all over this situation. But I ask, and I don't agree with slavery. I don't agree with the Ku Klux Klan mentality. I don't agree with the skinhead mentality. But I ask, don't even people who respect the South, for whatever reason, maybe it's pride of the South, maybe it's because slavery, maybe because they don't like niggers. But I ask, do not they have the same rights as the rest of us? We don't have to like what they do. We don't have to like their philosophy on racism and on racial situations. But these people are United States citizens too. If they do something wrong, let's arrest them, let's put them in jail. But you sit there with this Confederate statue, and they're all over. They're all over the South. They're destroying them. They're vandalizing them day in and day out. Let me, and I've actually thought about doing it, but I won't, because hell, I'd be in jail for 1,000 years. Let me go over there and urinate on the Chuck Berry statue in University City. Let me go over there and throw some paint, some white paint on that nigger statue from that nigger no-good pedophile bastard. And man, the FBI would be involved, rightfully so. The CIA, the NAACP would be right there, even though nobody was hurt. The point I make, as I always make, and as I make as the War Radio Network, White Awareness Radio, I'm here to make white people aware. I'm here to make white people aware of the hypocrisy that's going on in this great country. You white guys and white women, you sit back and you think the same as I do. And if you had the opportunity, I think you would speak the same as I do. But we cannot sit back and let this crap continue. Now, I've heard people say, well, there's going to be a civil war. I don't think it's going to reach a civil war status, but I think there's going to be racial problems. I think the white community is fed up. And the niggers, not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. The niggers, these son of a bitches, mistake kindness for weakness day in and day out. And what happens? They continue to go. They continue to go. Nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. As long as it's against the white folks, everything seems to be okay, because we as white people see slavery, reparation. It's our fault. You know, these niggers are going to keep pushing that it's our fault. I told you, give me a slave that's been enslaved the last 150 years, and I'll give them $1 million. They're all dead. And the same with the white son of a bitches that enslaved the blacks. They were wrong. But guess what? They're dead too, and I'm not paying for their sins, but that's what you niggers want. You niggers want us white people the rest of our lives and from future generations. Yeah, it's slavery. We need reparations. Whites are bad. No, maybe those whites were bad. There were a lot of bad blacks also. In the situation yesterday that I talked about, that still bothers me. A white guy was hired as a police officer. They got a picture of him in blackface, maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago. They fire him on the spot, and I hope he gets an attorney. He could have been going to a Halloween party. You're telling me you can't put blackface on if you go? Now you can, until the niggers tell you you can't. This man was fired, people. Didn't have a hearing. They automatically fired him because there was a picture surfaced to him in blackface before he was a police officer. Nobody knows why he was in blackface. You know, if you're in blackface is one thing. If you're in blackface dancing around trying to make fun of the black community, now that's blackface. Just because you have black on your skin to be in a play or for a Halloween to try to impersonate Ray Charles per se, or little Stevie Wonder, or any proud black person. A white man can't do that. A white woman can't do that. Automatically we're racist. And even more than that, what's more egregious than that? Automatically you get fired? Are you crazy? But they're getting away with it. Where's anybody in the white community other than me coming out in support of this University of Missouri police officer? See, that's the problem, white folks. The niggers have made you afraid. You're afraid to stand up for what's right. You're afraid of these niggers for whatever reason. But don't you see what's happening? Don't you see you good people in East St. Louis, Washington Park, North City, all over the country to try to get away from these niggers? You can't do it. You can't get away from a roach because they'll follow. Wherever the food's at, that's where they'll follow. You can't get away from the niggers. You have to stand your ground for what you believe in. You have to stand your ground for what is right. You can't keep packing up and moving. Jesus, criminy. How many times are the white people going to move because they don't want to be around the niggers? Probably the same amount of time as the niggers want to come up and be with white folks. I don't understand that. And I don't understand till this day why we as a culture, why we have to try to push white people and black people together. If I want to get together with a black guy and have dinner, I will. If I don't want to, I won't. But why in our society is it wrong if you don't take a black person under you? I'm sorry, a nigger, not a black person. They don't need help. A nigger under your wing. If you don't help a nigger, then you're a racist. Who the hell ever brought that out other than the niggers and whites? Well, we ain't going to say anything. You see how many times you white people haven't said anything and how many times you've got screwed? How much money has your white families lost in the last 2 or 3 white flight movements? Now, you're a racist. You know that, don't you? If you move from East St. Louis, from Washington Park, from Centerville, from Allerton, from Cahokia, from North City, from the Baden area, from the beautiful, once beautiful areas of North St. Louis, you're a racist. Why else would you move? Because of the niggers. Now, you may not say that in public, but I guarantee you, you'll say it in private. So I sit there to give you a dose of reality. Why? Why do we sit there? Why do we take this crap when you know sooner or later you're going to have to stand up and be counted? Are you going to sit back and take this punishment, this race, reverse racism punishment, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year? Or are you going to stand tall? No violence. I'm not advocating violence. Somebody will say, oh yeah, he's a violent. No, I'm not violent at all. But I'm a pissed white son of a bitch. And when I start thinking about this crap, it pisses me off even more. a black man, and I beat it to death, and I'll continue. Don Lemon calls all white guys more dangerous than terrorists. Nothing happens. Michael Che, Saturday Night Live, calls us all crackers, insults the president of this great United States, calls him and all of us crackers and bitches. He gets to do the Academy Award host. Snoop Dogg nigger, that dope-smoking, stupid-looking bastard. He's on two or three nationally syndicated shows. He's the one depicting a video of killing the president. Nothing happens to them, but let a white policeman at the University of Missouri in Columbia, where have black on his face, not black face, but black on his face for whatever reason. He gets fired on the spot. And other than me, other than me, what the hell happens? Nothing. You white stupid son of a bitches, sit there and don't do a damn thing to protect the white community. These niggers will protect each other. If somebody kills 18 people, guns them down, the niggers will go out and riot and say, oh, he should have done that because those 18 whites, you remember slavery? Give us some reparations. Aren't you white people and proud black people tired of that crap? Let's go ahead and take this call before break. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, you're exactly right. White people don't stick together against people when they're being abused. And all these liberals, they're the worst enemy, their own white people. I remember, like, when I was a kid, Granite City used to be a Polish, hardworking Polish community. Some Hungarians, East St. Louis, Belleville. It was a nice little German town. Now this, I got to say a black person, but a nigger murdered that elderly white couple. Where's the outrage for that? You know? And these white people just stand back and take it. That's what causes all these hate groups to rise up, the neo-Nazis and the Klan, because they're not getting no help from the government or their system, and that's what caused the mafia to come into existence. It got so corrupt that they had to turn to them to get the justice. And, you know, it's a shame, but all these liberals, every time they get robbed down there in South Grand, with a real liberal and stuff, I have no sympathy for them people. They're their worst own enemy. And for them four blacks to beat up that white kid, this should make national news. Like you said, if it had been the other way around, oh, my God.
Yeah, Jim, it would have made national news. And listen, we're going to talk about that after the break. It's called the Ferguson effect, where police officers and nobody wants to do anything. And by doing that, there's more crime rampant in the streets. Thanks for the call, Jim. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, honest broadcasting, real broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was bumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started in calling. and the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out,
who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Welcome back to the dark side, and as always, you people know I'm not going to take it anymore. We talked to a gentleman earlier, called in and talked about the police department, about Granite City, and what they call the Ferguson effect. All police officers now, they're backing off. They're backing off of doing proper policing in the crime areas, which are primarily the black areas, and the criminals are becoming emboldened. I talked to two white officers who were in North City. This has been a while back. And they said, Bob, we saw a big dope deal going down, but we went the other way because we didn't want to have to arrest them, maybe get shot, maybe shoot them, maybe lose our job because we did something wrong, because we're human beings. We're not robots. And I've said that many, many times. So they backed off. And that does embolden all the criminals. So when you blacks, when you niggers, when you guys are out there bitching about police, they're out there protecting your criminal-ass thug families when you're out thugging. But if this Ferguson effect keeps going, there's going to be no policing in North St. Louis. There's going to be no policing in the areas where the criminals don't want the police around. You know, 72% of the nation's police officers say they are more or less willing to stop and question suspicious persons. And that creates, that's a persistent anti-cop climate. They're not going to go around. 72% of the officers that were interviewed say they are less likely to stop and question suspicious subjects in bad areas because they know what's going to happen. Is that what it's become? Well, we might as well not even have police. I know the thugs would like it. The thugs will like it until somebody breaks in and steals their dope and kills one of their family members. Then, hey, where's the police? And speaking of police, I know you didn't know it. Washington State Deputy Sheriff was killed yesterday. Did you know about him being killed? He was shot. He was shot in a road rage incident against a crazy-ass driver. You didn't know about that. It didn't make front page. Didn't make any page in any of the local papers. A Tennessee officer was shot and killed over the weekend. Did we hear anything about that? Hell no, we didn't. Because he was a police officer. Now, if it had been a nigger, it would have been all over. If a white police officer would have killed a nigger, justifiably or not, it would have been all over the paper. But it just amazes me how we can sit back and take this crap. You know, we have to support our professional law enforcement. Two officers. Two proud police officers serving the public, protecting us and our families, are killed over the weekend. Nobody makes a big to-do. Where's the NAACP Both were killed by, one was killed by a nigger, one was killed by some hunky cracker bastard. Where's the NAACP denouncing the violent black community? They talk about Trump, that he won't denounce the Ku Klux Klan. He's not for the Ku Klux Klan, but he can't help it if the Ku Klux Klan wants to vote for him. But where's the NAACP denouncing the niggers? The violent niggers, not the proud blacks. They're nowhere around. They're silent when it comes to the black community. You can't be silent. You have to be fair. If you want racial relationships, if you want racial harmony in this great country, you're going to have to be fair to both races, not just the one. But it amazes me how this goes on. Nobody heard about either one of these police officers. I believe there's been 28 or 30 police officers killed already this year in the line of duty. I like that word, in the line of duty. In the line of duty is protecting us. In the line of duty is protecting us, our families, keeping us safe. That's the line of duty. And 30 police officers have died since January. That's January, February, March. Not even 3 months. Nobody's in a big uproar. Where's the NAACP? Where's the Black Lives Matter? Where's the white groups? You white people are just as lame and you're just as at fault as anybody else. We let this crap go. But boy, when a nigger says jump, why, we're jumping. When a nigger says, man, you did something wrong, we're jumping. Oh, hands up, don't shoot. Never happened. But we're jumping when some son of a bitch says, hands up, don't shoot. It's amazing. It's amazing. Unbelievable. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Go ahead, James. You're on the dark side.
Yeah, Bob, I just wanted to make a point, and I'm sure you know already, but I know you call most white folks, not most, you call white folks lame, lazy, whatever. I get it. I understand it. But I think part of the reason is we don't stand up is the fact we don't have time, because most of us are out here trying to make a living and trying to make ends meet. And then by the time we get off, we still got to take care of other responsibilities.
Hey, James, let me tell you, I got to disagree with you, and maybe I piss you off. You're telling me that you're going out and working 20 hours a day, and here comes some nigger or some cracker coming up to your house with a gun, going to rob you, going to kill you and your family, going to steal from you, and you're too tired from work to stop that? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're correct, but I do, after I get off of work, I normally have 3 or 4 grandkids that I watch. So for me to go and stand up for other incidents that might have happened someplace is, and I don't want wiggers or whatever you want to call going over there to represent me. I'd rather represent myself, obviously. But it just doesn't work. And I think there's a lot of people out here in that same boat. I do think we're missing something. I think we're missing that everybody needs to stand up. We've seen it. But most people out here are trying, and they work, and normally it ain't an evening time protest. It's during the day when everybody else is at work.
Yeah, James, you're right, but I may piss you off, but I got to disagree with you. Because I love my child, but you know what? I couldn't be with him 24/7 because I had to go out and work. I had to go out and protect my family. I had to go out and support my family. Now, I know everybody wants to come home and be around their family. What about the guys in Vietnam? What about the guys in Iraq and Iran? You don't think they wanted to be with their families? Hell yeah, they did. But they had to sacrifice, James and everybody. I'm not jumping your ass, James, but I'm telling you white people. You've sacrificed enough busting your ass, and you proud blacks, you've sacrificed enough busting your ass. You better wise up and sacrifice just a little bit more, because if you don't sacrifice a little bit now, you're going to be having everything taken away from you later. And that's not a racist statement, people. That's a real statement. And I understand, James. We got other things to do. Now, hey, listen. It's a birthday party, and I'm celebrating a birthday party for my son. Love him to death, but here comes 4 niggers up to the house with guns. Hey, son, wait blowing out those candles, because we got to stop it right now, because we got to stop the crime. We got to stop all the vile thuggery, both from both black and white, both from the white criminals and the black criminals. There's enough shame and blame in that game to go around, like I always say. Think about it, people. We have to take a stand. No violence, even though they're going to bring violence. We don't need violence. But I'll tell you, if violence comes to my house, violence 10 times, 20 times, 30 times over will be given. But we need to come together. I know, James, you're right, but we can come up with any reason not to do anything. We can, hey, we got to go here. We can't because of this. No, when the time comes, and I don't say a violent war, but it is sort of a racial war. When the war calls, you have to sacrifice. We may have to sacrifice time and have to sacrifice some money. We may have to sacrifice sometime getting hurt. But at some point in time, the white community and the proud black community are going to have to come up and stand toe to toe with these niggers, with these crackers, with these hunkies, with these violent son of a bitches, because if we don't, they're going to destroy us. Let's take Chris real quick before we go to break. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the dark side.
Hey, how you doing today, Bob?
Fine, sir.
Just a couple quick questions real quick. Did you happen to check out the Tulsa, Oklahoma when I was mentioning about the Black Wall Street? And what about that cop who shot that lady? That was a bad shot. We haven't talked about that.
Okay, hey, Chris, I don't want to talk about you because you're niggering it up. No, I didn't read about the blacks in Wall Street. And I tell you, you're a lame nigger, son of a bitch. If you can bring up one town, and I don't even know about the blacks Wall Street in Tulsa, but I know there's never been a white community leave and a black community come in. But see, Chris, that's your point to my point. You're a nigger, because what are you talking about? We're talking about the crap happened in Granite City. You're talking about a bad shoot by a white police officer. Yeah, there's some bums with badges, Chris. You'll never hear me say there's not. But see, that's a typical nigger ploy. Let's don't talk about all the violent nigger crimes. Let's talk about the one crime against the black. And let's just push that and push that and push that. Chris, you take that to one of those nigger stations in St. Louis. I don't want to hear it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest. America's by state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. Our sports director just walked in the door, Mr. Kevin Slayton, the star of the Kevin Slayton Show, the king of all sports media, every day right here on KQQZ from 7 to 9 a.m. King, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I am doing great, Mr. Reaper. I tell you what, I better be the star of that show because I'm the only one on it.
Hey, and you are the best. You are the best. Hey,
I'm the best guy on that show.
Hey, we've got a few minutes, Kevin, and I'm going to speak about it tomorrow, and maybe you will too. And we've both talked about it off the air. Talk about all these highfalutin white supremacist people that are getting their kids in school illegally, paying money, doing different things.
Yeah, they're white supremacists.
White supremacy, that's me. This is not Kevin Slayton talking. But I think it's to put the white man down. Now, Kevin, you're the sports expert. How many years has this crap been going on with the black athletes, getting them into college, changing their grades, giving them cars, giving them money? Nobody says anything. What do you think as a sports expert?
It has gone on since the dawn of time. And it continues to go on. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And when they catch them, they simply put them on probation. They don't even fire the coaches most of the time if they're successful.
And they don't throw the black athletes out of school.
They don't throw the athletes out of school. They don't come storming your house like stormtroopers in the Nazi regime. Gestapos with their guns drawn at 2 a.m. like they've done to these people. I'm not excusing what these people have done.
No, I'm not either.
Because they've hurt qualified students.
Well, what about the
athletes have hurt a lot more.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
A lot more.
And, you know, you've been around sports and sports broadcasting forever, Kevin. And you see and you've heard times where it's talked about. It doesn't make the paper. The blacks, they don't get raided. They don't raid their parents' house that got a Cadillac. They don't raid the parents' house where their dad got a job as an assistant coach who's never coached in his life. They don't. People don't hear that. But since it's a white thing, it's that white supremacy. Am I right or wrong?
Here you go. At Kansas, when they signed Danny Manning years ago, they, in order to get him, and he was a great player. It's not that he wasn't deserving.
Right.
But in order to get him, they hired his dad, who had been driving a truck, as an assistant coach.
Yeah. Yeah. What happened
What's
there?
What's the difference there?
Yeah. Well, there's not a difference, but this movement going on, and again, this is Bob Romanek, not Kevin Slayton. I just think it's a way to shove it in the white person's face again. It's a white supremacy
thing.
Well, it
is, because they ignore it when the black athletes are doing it.
And how many years?
As long as there have been sports.
Yeah.
They ignore it completely. And how would you like to be a father or a mother of a kid who's grown up working hard, playing hard, trying to get that scholarship, softball, golf, soccer, basketball, baseball, football, and all of a sudden you know that your kid missed out because they cheated to get an unqualified player in there academically?
How many, and I know you don't know rhetorically, I would like to have a dollar for every, not just black athlete, but more black than white, that got in a school that had their grades changed and had this illegal crap done to get
in school.
That everybody from the chancellor to the president to the instructor knew what was going on.
How about North Carolina? For 30 years, they've been offering sham classes that the basketball players didn't have to go to, predominantly black players. And this goes all the way back to Dean Smith, who's the icon.
Right.
And they don't even get as so much as probation.
Yeah.
They just, well, you know, the class was offered to other students. That was the NCAA's reasoning. What is that?
Well, to me, it's because there were blacks involved. We don't want no problem with the blacks, but as soon as whites come out and it's a totally white thing, it's way it is.
Are they trying to convince me that only white people are getting their kids in illegally?
Yeah. You'll never convince me. And Kevin Slayton, the star of the Kevin Slayton Show, our sports director, every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. You got to listen to him because he is the best. Now, he's the best sportscaster, not the best looking guy.
Hey. I resemble that remark.
I thought you were going out the door. Now, we've got our good friend who I'm giving a minute to. So, Mr. Ed Cockrell, county board member out of the New Athens area. How the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Bob. As usual, I'll give you my tagline. How's everybody out there in Radio Land? That's a beautiful thing.
Isn't it? I'd like to give you some up your
ass. Anyway, you know, Bob, Kevin's right on with this, but it's not just in colleges. It happens in high schools, too. So, it starts at even before the college level. But, you know, the thing is, if you work hard and play hard and compete hard and train, there should be a place for you. And
well,
that's the sad part. Kevin mentioned people getting displaced, and it's the good, hardworking athlete who comes from a humble background and works hard and plays hard. Yep. I mean, even on the college, the Olympic level, the professional level, you know, hard work should pay off, not cheating. And I don't care what sport it is. But anyway, I just wanted to say, folks, look at your tax bills. You're going to get your tax bill here in a couple months. Now, if you need some help, call me. My phone number is 618-406-5767. And we got local elections coming up, Bob. School boards is the biggest portion of your property tax bill.
You're right.
About 70%. Take a look at those school boards. Take a look at these SWCC races. It's going to be very close. Got a good friend, Steve Campo, running.
Great guy.
Running out there. In District 2, I think it is, sub-District 2 or 3, I can't remember. But anyway, Steve's a good guy, and he'll work hard for the taxpayer.
Mr. Ed Cockrell.
Thank you, sir.
He's talking to everybody out there in Radio Land. I think I'll have to... I think I heard that 50 years ago. Hey, people, as always, we got to roll, and always remember the common denominator. At the end of the day, it's these ass-wipe political perverted punks that we call politicians that are destroying our country today and every day. So let's unite. Expose these ass white bastards. Drag them over the political coals of hell, like the black preacher would say. And at the end of the day, let God take them away. That's an easy way of saying let's let them die. I don't want to see them die. I want to see them die politically, of course. So let's destroy these rotten bastard, no good son of a bitches. Destroy them politically, of course. Right here on the dark side. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting. America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.